This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Maybe you're out and about playing Pokemon Go as you're listening to the show here tonight, perhaps via live stream or maybe later on via podcast. There's a lot of news surrounding Pokemon Go, what some of the players are doing, from discovering dead bodies to causing traffic snarls, to the idea that maybe there's some government involved in the creation of Pokemon Go. Is it possible that the creators, Niantic Labs, a spinoff company from Google, which was originally Keyhole, that was acquired by Google back in 2004, the founder of Keyhole, or one of the heads of Keyhole, was apparently involved with a government-funded project.
I would not say that the government's involved in the creation of Pokemon Go, but they're definitely willing to take any of the information that people are willing to hand over to Google while they play Pokemon Go.
Right, and the game does allow you to log in with your Google account, and then it has full access, apparently, to anything on that Google account. The executive with Niantic Labs, John Hankey, previously had worked with InQtel, which was a firm that, he worked with Keyhole, and Keyhole was funded via InQtel, which is a government-controlled venture capital firm. And where do the funds from InQtel come from? Well, from the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, a military agency, the NGA, whose primary mission is collecting, analyzing, and distributing geospatial intelligence. Now, there's no reason why the NSA or the CIA or the FBI wouldn't have access to that collected intelligence that that organization has been doing for who knows how long. Considering one of Big Brother's favorite pastimes is watching its citizens at all times, always, and forever, the story from Gawker.com. Pokemon Go is an ideal vessel for its many, many eyes. They say it's addicting, and it has access to pretty much our entire phone. Granted, Pokemon Go is a perfectly legitimate reason to access things like your location and camera. It needs the former to put you on the right map, and the latter to make use of its augmented reality feature. And look, the fact is, if the government wants to know where your phone is, they can just subpoena the phone company, and they'll give them live data about where your phone is.
Right.
So, using the mapping feature or the GPS feature of Pokemon Go probably isn't going to reveal to the government, at least, or to Google, anything unusual about you. There's even a feature that Google has where you can go on their website and look at your path with your phone. I don't know where you go, but I have gone to do it. I just don't know where to tell you to look. It was a link that I saw in a news story. It was like, oh, here, click this link, and you can see what Google's information was they collected about where you've gone in the last, you know, however many days or weeks or months. And sure enough, you know, oh, there was the path that I walked Jazzy the studio dog the other night. So they absolutely have that data, and they are absolutely storing that that data, which they can use to build user patterns, know when you go shopping, know when you go to school, know when, you know, all kinds of data about you. And all of that is easily obtained by government agencies. So that part doesn't really freak me out. But some people are concerned about the augmented reality feature. With the allowances given by your phone, Pokemon Go, or rather its parent company, Niantic, not only knows where millions of people are at any given point, they could also very well figure out who they're with, what's going on around them, and where they're likely headed next. Remember, it doesn't take that much to hunt someone down. All it took was one absent-minded tweet for Vice to accidentally reveal the location of former fugitive and bath salt enthusiast John McAfee. As Reddit user Fight for Anything explains, quote, obviously intelligence agencies have gained a lot of info from Google Maps and its Street View, but this data was collected easily with driving cars. Intel agencies may see Google Maps and Street View as just an outline or a skeleton of the whole picture. Getting more data, particularly that off the street and inside of buildings, requires tons of man hours and footwork. It's a logistical nightmare. So with Google's Street View, they actually have Google hired vans with Google supplied equipment on the tops of these vans. We've
it's
seen it
generally a smart car.
Okay.
What I've seen, it's always something about the size of a smart car with a bunch of cameras on it. I'm actually on the Google Street View thing.
Oh, did they blur your face out?
They blurred out the face, but I'm waving at it, and I'm wearing an I Accept Bitcoin t-shirt.
And where are you?
On Route 101 in Keene, outside of what is now the 101 Local Goods.
Oh, interesting.
Owned and operated by our Thursday co-host, Chris.
Did you happen to notice, did you know they were coming?
I saw them.
Yeah.
And so, like, we were outside doing something, and I saw them coming over the bridge. And so I just started waving my arms. And Chris and Colleen are like, what's wrong with Daryl? And then they saw the Google car drive by.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So go, it says here, enter Pokemon Go, where if you're an intelligence agency and you want photos of the inside of a home or business, you just spawn desirable Pokemon or related objects there and let totally unaware and distracted citizens take the photos for you.
Hold on, how do you spawn a Pokemon?
Well, I don't know. If you're the NSA, presumably you'd have the ability to do that.
Oh, they're saying the NSA spawns it, not just... I wonder what my next-door neighbor's house looks like.
No, I don't.
Spawn a Pokemon.
I don't think the users can do that, but we don't really have the detail about exactly how
and
the
And I did
works.
Find the thing on the Google website where you can look if you don't have location history turned off, which I do for all of my Google accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I have location history turned off.
And it doesn't show?
And it doesn't show anything. Because my location history is turned off.
Huh. That's surprising.
That's not the default. You have to go into the settings
and
turn it off.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, first of all, that doesn't mean they're not collecting the information. That just means that they're not showing you the information. They may still have the information.
They might have it, but they're allegedly not storing it.
Okay.
So they might be able to know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, but in 5 days, they won't know where I was on Monday.
Well, that's what they want you to believe. I mean, maybe they're telling you the truth. Maybe they're not.
Now you're starting to sound like Conan.
So they could just spawn the desirable Pokemon there in whatever building they want to get photos of and let the users of the app take the pictures for them with devices they paid for, and those citizens pay for the experience, which is one of the questions I was going to ask when we had one of the players on the line. Is Pokemon Go an app that you have to pay for? Is this a hugely popular paid game? Because I've heard this is the most downloaded game of all time.
It might be one of those freemium sort of things to where it's free to download, but if you want to, like, win the game, then you've got to pay.
Or you can, like, capture more Pokemon or something like that. Imagine all these photos going back into some database with the augmented Pokemon removed, obviously. All these photos are probably GPS tagged, as well as having the phone's internal gyro embed XYZ orientation of the camera angle in the phone. These photos could be put together much like Google Street View. So as you're catching them all, says Gawker's blogger, with all the other sheep, you could be very well creating a cache of high-res, data-rich images to get siphoned directly into the CIA's greedy little pockets. Just picture it, a year from now, when Trump-appointed CIA Director Liam Neeson is trying to figure out who helped the Washington Post reporters escape from prison, all he has to do is call over to Deputy Director Sutherland. Check the Pokedex, he'll say, and up springs a Google Street View-esque simulation of every building, nook, and closet within a 5-mile radius, all updated in real time. As user Fight for Anything explains, quote, what if the local church is a mosque they suspect of terrorist activity and they want photos of it, or photos of the cars around it and their plates, or photos of the people coming in and out, meaning that should the director need his eyes somewhere, all he has to do is tell the game to stick a Pikachu in the room and some unassuming schlub will send him a photo in no time. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Is this a little bit too paranoid, or is it possible what they're talking about?
Just because something sounds like paranoia doesn't mean that it's not possible, if that makes any sense.
Well, there are suggestions for extra privacy for those of you who are insistent on playing the game, but also who want to protect yourself. One Reddit user has these safety tips. He says, just like Ingress, either use a spare phone or buy a cheap used one off of eBay. Set up your main phone with a VPN and turn on a Wi-Fi hotspot. Then play from your spare phone with a dummy Gmail account. A lot of work to go through to catch yourself some Pokemon, but if you want to protect your privacy, you usually have to take extra steps.
Or here's an idea. Don't play Pokemon Go.
855 453, it's Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Well, if you are playing Pokemon Go or in other ways sucking up all manner of your data connection on your smartphone device, you might want to listen to LRN.FM and Free Talk Live in a way that won't use any data whatsoever. We've got the Free Talk Live listen line, the audio on demand line. It's brand new. We'll give you the phone number here in a moment. But what you do is you connect to this number. You can not only stream live LRN.FM's feed, which includes Free Talk Live and dozens of other great liberty-oriented shows, including your shows, Daryl, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, as well as FPP Radio News, and more. Lots of great LRN shows are also now available on demand through this phone number, 641-793-9660. You only have to spend, if you will, your minutes, if you have minutes anymore. Most people have unlimited minutes, so you won't have to spend anything there. Otherwise, you're only looking at the battery time that it takes to connect your phone call. So you can listen to as much Free Talk Live or almost a dozen shows from LRN.FM are available on demand, including Flaming Freedom, Cop Block Radio, Freedom Fiends, Declare Your Independence, The No State Project, and more. Go ahead and call them up at 641-793-9660. You choose via the menu at the front. You change your mind later. You want to hit star. You just go right back to the menu and select a different show. 641-793-9660. It's super easy to use, and as long as your long distance costs you nothing, it's free to you. So we continue here. There's some discussion about Pokemon Go. It's a huge phenomenon. It's the first time we've talked about it on this program. A gentleman called in.
Yeah, we generally don't talk about, you know, cell phone games.
Well, there's never really been a cell phone game that has generated this kind of news coverage, at least that I can recall.
The only cell phone apps that I can recall that we've talked about are Bitcoin wallets and Cell 411.
Well, we've talked about Facebook. I hate the Facebook apps and refuse to install them on my phone. We've talked about the Facebook apps.
Okay, and I think of Facebook more as, you know, a website, not an app.
And we've certainly talked about
certainly
privacy.
Have an app.
We've talked about privacy apps like Tor and Signal. These are apps that you can use to protect yourself, ostensibly, online. Telegram is not as encrypted as Signal, but we've talked about different sort of activist types of apps beyond just Cell 411 on this program. But this is a real phenomenon, it seems. I mean, you can see these people in the streets. It's obvious to some extent who they are. They're noticeable. They're playing this game, Pokemon Go. There are video games that go viral overnight, story from the New York Times, causing people to coop themselves up in their homes and play for days. But the opposite has happened with Pokemon Go, a free smartphone game that has soared to the top of the download charts. It has sent people into streets and parks, onto beaches, and even out to sea in a kayak in the week since it was released. The game, in which players try to capture exotic monsters from Pokemon, the Japanese cartoon franchise, which I've never once played in my entire life.
Me either.
I guess I'm just too old for it, Daryl. You and I were kind of, you're a little older than me. A
couple years older than you.
I'm in my mid-30s. And I remember when I was in high school, I went to a gifted school which had grades like 4 through 12 in it in Florida. And so there were younger people in the school with me. So I was aware that Pokemon existed, but I didn't really know much about it.
I don't think I was aware that Pokemon existed until well after I was out of college. I don't even think Pokemon did exist until I was out of college.
I think it was around in the 1990s. I could be wrong about that.
Well, I graduated college in 98.
Okay, good point. So let me go on here from the story at the New York Times. The game in which the players try to capture the exotic Pokemon monsters from Pokemon, the Japanese cartoon franchise, uses a combination of ordinary technologies built into smartphones, including location tracking and cameras, to encourage people to visit public landmarks, seeking virtual loot and collectible characters that they try to nab.
So I'm curious here about, you know, it says that they're sending people to landmarks and stuff like that. What was so special about the somewhere out in the ocean at 3 o'clock in the morning that it said some guy went kayaking in the ocean?
Well, I mean, I guess somebody put a Pokemon out in the middle of the ocean. or something.
Right.
Like that.
So, like, why? Just to see if somebody was dumb enough to go kayak in the ocean at 3 in the morning?
Some people like to kayak. It's not necessarily that it was a dumb thing for them.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not the most intelligent thing because
where did you get
really...
the 3 o'clock in the morning thing from?
Isn't that what you said?
No. No, it just says it sent people into streets and parks, onto beaches, and even out to sea in a kayak in the week since it was released.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard, like, wee hours of the morning.
No. The only thing here that I saw that has to do with the morning is that it went viral overnight.
Okay.
So, not necessarily that someone was in a kayak in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, yeah. Somehow, what I heard was somebody went into the middle of the ocean
and I'm
at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, that's kind of a dumb thing.
I'm looking here at the kayakers' photos. They are not in the middle of the ocean. They are, I would say, less than a mile away from land. I can see the buildings on the shoreline.
Okay.
So anyway, but this is, I mean, just to, I guess, answer your question a little bit further, I have not played Pokemon Go, but I did play Ingress, which was the predecessor, if you will, to this game. Frequently, the portal locations in Ingress were located on, like, monuments or, like, here in towns, in Keene, there's the town square where there are several little things that you can capture there. Or they'll be in front of, like, a store or some sort of notable place. But every now and then they're kind of out, not really too easy to get to in certain locations. There's certain places where they're not supposed to be, and I suspect Pokemon Go follows similar rules. So, like, they're not supposed to be outside of police stations, because what happened initially was that they were, I guess, and people were sitting outside of police stations trying to capture these portals, and the police would start to think that someone was being, suspicious outside.
Right.
And so it resulted in more than one police encounter with Ingress players. And I don't know how much of that has been happening with Pokemon Go, but I suspect some of it has.
I don't know, but I know that I did see something on Facebook where some restaurant owner, I'm guessing it's a restaurant, the sign said, Pokemons can only be captured by paying customers.
Oh, interesting. So they were inside the business.
Apparently.
Boone Sheridan is a resident of Holyoke, Massachusetts. He's seen the activity firsthand. His home, converted gable-roof church that once attracted worshippers, had without his knowledge been designated a Pokemon gym, a place where players who reach level 5 in the game must go to train their Pokemon characters. In the last week, as the game became the most downloaded and top-grossing app, he has been wondering how to explain to neighbors all of the people who are now congregated on the sidewalk and pulling up at odd hours. I want to make sure I tell them, hey, I'm not a drug dealer, said Sheridan. I know there are people pulling up in front of the house all the time, but trust me, I have no say in this. Living in an old church, he says, tweet from Mr. Sheridan. He tweeted out, living in an old church means many things. Today it means my house is a Pokemon Go gym. This should be fascinating. On Sunday, San Francisco's parks and downtown were crawling with Pokemon Go players, while in Washington, the White House and the Pentagon have been designated official Pokemon gyms. A bar in Harrisonburg, Virginia, was offering a 10% discount to Pokemon Go players on a specific team, while a tea shop in Japantown in San Francisco offered a buy one tea, get one free deal to Pokemon Go players. This is huge, Daryl.
This is absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous, and
is it ridiculous and ludicrous? We'll find out what Daryl has to say about that here in moments. 855, 450, free. Do you just hate fun, Daryl? Is that what this is about? This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind, join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you said that the Pokemon Go fanaticism out there is ridiculous and ludicrous. We are sharing with you the story from the New York Times about how popular this app has become in just the last several days of its existence, being released to the public just last week. It's blown up. There are a lot of interesting stories here about businesses trying to incentivize Pokemon Go players to come into their location.
Right. So you said that there's businesses that are giving discounts to people that have the Pokemon Go app, and some place that's offering a discount to players of a certain team, and that just... Yeah, I know. Okay, free market, you can do what you want, in theory, but it just seems absolutely absurd to me that people are getting so involved in this stupid cell phone game.
Now, you don't know if it's stupid, you haven't actually played the game. I haven't passed judgment on the game here, by the way. I've just been talking about the technology behind it and how popular it is, trying to understand without having
actually
played it.
The whole concept basically, you had somebody create an app
yeah.
to where these, you know, 20 and 30 somethings can relive a game that they played when they were kids.
Well, I bet you kids are playing this game too. I mean, this is probably very, very popular amongst not just generation millennial, but whatever the heck the next generation is going
to
be called.
Like, if they created an app to where, you know, like, I could run around with my phone and jump up and hit my head on an imaginary block and get a coin, I wouldn't play the thing because, like, I don't need to play real-life Mario Brothers. I'm sorry.
They probably are going to have that. I'm actually surprised they haven't come out with that yet. We are
I just gave somebody an idea. That's fine. If you make $1 million, remember Daryl and throw me 10
grand. LibertyLobby.xyz.
But, like, I wouldn't play. I don't need to, you know, play some augmented reality version of a game that I played when I was a kid.
Well, apparently a lot of people do need to do that, or at least they want to, Daryl. And I don't know how many millions this thing has as far as downloads yet. I've yet to actually pull it up on the App Store. I also saw some story about how apparently there's an imposter app on the store that is a malware-infused version of it or something like that. So I guess you're supposed to be careful when you decide which of the Pokemon Go apps to download, or like maybe which website. I don't know if the bad or the naughty version of the app is in the actual app store, or if it's just something that people are downloading through a naughty website that it then installs malware on your phone. But do beware and make sure you're getting it through the authorized distributor, which I presume is either Nintendo or Niantic Labs. Again, I have not yet looked for it.
I just started typing in Poke. And it popped up. Pokemon Go?
Okay.
So let me click on it. I'm not going to download this stupid thing, but it says 5 million downloads.
You're probably just afraid, Daryl, that if you played the app that you'd like it.
No, I've not. I've never played that Ingress game.
Yeah.
I made a post on Facebook earlier that said I've never played Ingress, I've never played Pokemon, I've never played Pokemon Go, I've never played Skyrim, I've never played World of Warcraft.
All right.
I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about a nice lady comes to you, she's attracted to you, and she says, Daryl, would you go play Pokemon Go with me on a date?
As long as I don't have to download the damn thing to my phone.
You have to, because you got to play it together on the same team.
No, see, I walk around with her, and she has her phone, and I'm not playing Pokemon Go on my phone.
All right, so Renee is
like,
shaking
I'll
her
go
head.
For a walk.
She's
with an attractive
her head
woman.
What are you shaking your head about, Renee? I'm curious.
Daryl, you are being too judgy. Some of us want to be the very best that no one ever was.
I don't know what that means.
You guys haven't heard the Pokemon theme song?
I mean, I've heard it at some point.
I did not know that Pokemon had a theme song.
So wait, are you shaking your head because Daryl would not install a Pokemon Go app and then play the game with an interested female partner? Or were you shaking your head because the game isn't a multiplayer game? I was confused at what you were...
I don't even really get it yet. I have it on my phone, and I've been
playing.
You put the
app on your phone.
Fun. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's awesome.
So,
catching all the Pokemon.
And you saw this, and you are turning 19 very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely in the age demographic. You grew up with Pokemon. That Pokemon existed throughout your entire life.
Came out the year I was born.
Okay, so it did come out in the late 1990s, which is what I thought was the case. And so you found out about this game by what? Going downtown and seeing it being played by a bunch of people?
No, I had already heard about it. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing lots of posts on my news feed about how awesome it was and a bunch of people being annoyed by it. So I was like, well, only one thing to do. Gotta download it and catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
But you can't really catch them all, right? Because you have to, like, keep catching more than just all of them because there's, like, a zillion of these things. Is there an end to this game? Because I know with Niantic's previous game, Ingress, the game does not end. It's just this, you know, unending, essentially, capture-the-flag game where one flag gets captured, the other one gets captured,
see,
and it just keeps going back and forth.
I only like playing games that have a point.
Is there
there's an end to?
Is there a competitive aspect to this, Renee, or is it only cooperative in that you're cooperating with other people on your team, or is there some sort of fighting that goes on?
I haven't really figured it out yet.
Okay.
I'm not too sure. I just started. I'm only on level 3. I'm a casual noob.
You're level 3,
noob.
Though.
I'm a casual noob.
I guess
well,
it doesn't
catching
take long?
Pokemon.
Does it not take... How long does it take to get to level 3? How many?
I feel like it didn't take me that long.
How many Pokemon do you have to capture to get to level 3?
I couldn't tell you exactly how many I have right now, but I've got a few under my belt.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Mark. He's on the line in Nevada listening to K-Talks. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, nice talking to you again.
Hey, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
Stupid game. How many lives are going to be lost on the highways playing this stupid game?
Who cares? Got to catch them all at whatever cost.
Have there been stories about people crashing cars because of this game? Because our caller earlier...
Creators. I mean, you know, people are getting hooked on this now, and they're not going to pay attention. Same thing as texting, you know?
Well, now, what the guy said earlier was that it wasn't good to be in a car because there's some sort of detector that can tell whether or not you're going above a certain speed and will, like, disable your ability to catch them all or something like that, or disable some sort of factor of the game. Is this something where you're worried that people are driving are going to be playing it, or that I believe there was a news story that someone who was playing it on foot ended up going out in the middle of a highway?
Fake.
Exactly.
Fake story.
Fake story.
Gizmodo reports that that's fake.
Interesting.
They do say that people have accidentally been getting exercise. There have been a couple of people that got robbed at gunpoint. But so far, nobody has actually caused a massive pileup on the freeway.
All right. So maybe it's a little bit too early to be concerned about that. But, Mark, nonetheless, it is a legitimate concern, I think. Again, not having played the game, Renee, can you capture a Pokemon from inside a car? Do you know anyone who's tried this? Have you tried this?
I totally tried it. I'm negligent. I was also going like 30 miles per hour. I don't care. I'm going to catch them all.
But did it work? Could you capture them from inside a car
that
was moving? Okay, so yeah, that is...
You couldn't pick up locations, but if you like saw a Pokemon, you could catch the Pokemon.
I see. So you may be correct, Mark. This may be something that could be a distraction for drivers. I know a friend of mine used to play the previous game, Ingress, which was sort of the predecessor to Pokemon. He was constantly playing that in his car.
And, Ingress sucks.
Well, whatever you say. I mean, yeah.
Well, maybe she'll reach level 4 on the freeway, huh?
Maybe she what?
She'll reach her level 4 on the freeway.
On the freeway.
I hope so.
Thanks, Mark. I would hope that people are not playing this in their car while they're driving. That seems pretty irresponsible.
Yeah.
Never claimed I was.
This is one of the things I didn't like. Thanks again, Mark, for the call tonight. One of the things I didn't like about... you could have been in a passenger seat. Anyway, one of the things that I didn't like about the Waze app when I first installed that, which is a cool app because it'll show you where police are and, you know, construction zones, there was like these things called road candies that you would like just eat as you drive over them, and they would just distract. There was just a distraction. It was like, why do I need these things? What is this? It's like so
Mario Kart.
Game. It was some kind of a game, little game that they'd installed in this. It's like, I don't want to play a game. This is distracting. I just want to know where the cops are. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Pokemon Go. It's Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Pokemon Go taking the world by storm. I don't know actually how much of the world it's been released on, but presumably most of it has access to it. We got a caller from Guam who said they got it 5 days ago. And it has become...
Well, Guam's an American territory.
That's true. Apparently it has become the number one game. And I don't know if that's the number one game cumulatively of all time as far as downloads on Android. I don't think it's the number one game ever of all games ever. But I still would be interested in seeing the breakdown of exactly what sort of number one this game actually is. We've got the story from the New York Times, but your calls and thoughts come first. Are you obsessed with Pokemon Go? Is there a problem with this game? Is it going to cause car wrecks? Is it going to be, you know, the huge time waster? Or is it going to get young people into shape, overweight youth that have been criticized for generations for sitting around playing too many video games? Is this video game going to be the solution that gets them out into the streets and actually getting some sunlight and getting a little bit of exercise? Daryl, you're skeptical of the entire thing. You think that it is ludicrous and ridiculous, some of the ways that businesses are responding to this.
Right. The way businesses are offering discounts for members of this team or that team, or catch a Pikachu and get a free appetite, like, it's stupid.
And you yourself say that you are not willing to install the app even for an attractive lady who wants to play the game with you in real life. So that's a pretty severe case of, you know, not really being interested in this at all. I can't say I'm fixing to go install the app, but I am curious enough to ask Renee to turn her app on and see, just to see, you know, what the gameplay is like, see what people are really hooked on. Because I understood the addiction to Niantic Labs' previous entry in this sort of, I guess it's not really a series, but the predecessor to Pokemon Go, which was
the
called
Ingress.
The thing Ingress.
That Pokemon Go was built on top of.
Yeah, basically, yeah, essentially the guts. So I understood the addiction to it. It never really was something that stuck with me as something that was addictive, but a lot of people were addicted to it. But Pokemon Go has surpassed it hugely. Ingress was more of a niche. It was more of a, you know, it was popular among a certain group, but it wasn't a huge hit. This is, by all indicators, a huge hit, and we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. Gary, listening in Nashua, New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys, and Daryl, a sound out from Gigi and Kenny Bowman. How are you?
Doing well.
Go ahead,
Gary. Listen, have you guys checked out the privacy policy of this app?
We actually talked about that a little bit earlier in the show and how basically if you download the app and agree to the terms, it can access everything on your phone.
Not just that, but this is the first time I've seen anyone in a privacy policy on an app in Google Play and iTunes say that it has an international transfer right. Let me quote one sentence. You and or your authorized child's PII, personally identifiable information, may be transferred to and maintained on computers located out of the United States or other government jurisdiction where the privacy laws may not be as protective as those in your jurisdiction.
Wow. So you've actually taken a look at privacy policies in detail before, and this is unusual, huh?
Completely unusual. In other words, they can sell PII, personally identifiable information, to other countries, other nation states, to companies in other countries, and I've never seen this in a U.S. made game by a spinoff of Google. By the way, the manufacturer is a spinoff out of Google.
Correct.
Very
That's pretty disturbing. Thanks for sharing that, Gary. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, kids are getting more exercise, but even some folks have called people nighttime zombies. People are going out with the game, looking for Pokemon characters, and banging into trees and falling over. And I'm not making this up. I mean, the list goes on of the crazy things that are happening.
Do you have to stare? I mean, not that you know. It doesn't sound like you played the game. But do you have to stare at the phone in order to, like, look around, like, move the phone around and try to spot the character?
Exactly.
How it works?
Exactly.
Okay.
They call it augmented reality,
right,
where you're geolocating characters in the real world by mapping the game onto the real world.
Gary, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's kind of what they did with their previous game, Ingress, where these portals, these glowing things, would exist sort of in the real world. But you wouldn't see the real world in front of you in that game. It was just a map that had a location on it that you would be at. It sounds like they might have actually added this to the camera of the game, meaning that if you move move your camera around or move your phone around, if you're looking around a room or something, you could then find the Pokemon by it drawing the Pokemon over top of the camera picture.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen stuff, and I'm looking at something right now. The Birmingham Botanical Gardens has a post on their Facebook page that says, "We have counted at least 29 Pokestops at the gardens. We have 4 gems and have at least 3 rare Pokemon." And they've got a picture, and the picture looks like you would think of like a animated map sort of thing.
Right.
So my guess, and again, I've not downloaded the thing, I have no intentions to, but my guess, based on what I've seen, is that you can either look at the map thing, or you can switch to camera and then take a picture of your Pokemon.
So Dennis in Wisconsin may have more to say, or Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. What do you know about Pokemon Go? Go ahead, sir. Dennis in Wisconsin?
Wait.
Hey, we hear you.
My name is Travis. You have to get
Travis. They definitely spelled that wrong. Go ahead, Travis. You're on the air.
It's all good. Well, here's my big problem. You know, I play Pokemon Go, and I see all this backlash on it, and especially from capitalists and, ANCAPs and all that. And what I don't understand, this is showing positive feedback from the free market. Like, if you look at what Michelle Obama did, trying to force people to eat, healthy food, the free market did it just by an app, and it was for free. And there was no pushing people to use it, nothing like that.
I mean,
so you're a player. You're a player of the game, Dennis. How many hours have you logged playing Pokemon Go so far?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been just playing every day. It's just really, it's more reason for me to go outside and play. Like I don't usually go. I go outside otherwise, but it's more reason to, I guess. And I mean,
now are we right in our speculation again? Daryl and I completely ignorant to how this game plays. I played Ingress, but apparently this is a little bit different. Are you looking around with your camera on your phone, sort of panning around to try to find the little beasties?
Well, basically what it is, it's like, you know, it's like on Google Maps, you know, how it shows you the arrow and whatever your destination is go. And yeah. Then, you know, and on the corner of the screen, it'll say if a Pokemon is nearby. And then when you get nearby, the closer you are, it'll tell you how close you are to the Pokemon, and then it'll pop up. And then it'll come to, like, use your camera. And it's like catching a Pokemon in real life, like CGI, you know, whatever. I can't.
So, but just to, so, I mean, if maybe I'm not describing really well how this works for a radio audience, hopefully I am, to where augmented reality is where, like, a good example of augmented reality, the first app I've ever used that was augmented reality was a satellite finding app, where if you took your phone, it would show you the video feed from your camera and your phone. You point it at the sky, and it would actually show you in the sky where the satellites are, via little computer graphic points overlaid on top of the actual the phone's video feed. Is that what they're doing in this app, where you pull your phone up when you're close to the Pokemon, then you sort of look around, and then there's the Pikachu or whatever on your video feed?
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's why people are running into the trees.
Yeah, but that's their own dumb fault. You know what I mean? Like, I'm aware. It says be aware of your surroundings when you start the game. Like, sorry that, like, that can't, you know, like, blaming a game for why people are running into trees or whatever, that's their own fault. I mean, are we going to blame, you know, that's like blaming the gun. Like, oh, got to blame the gun because this idiot, you know, that it's just that kind of stupid.
Now, what is the benefit of teaming up with other people in this game?
You don't really team. I guess, like, in a gym, because I haven't played the gyms yet, but, like, you're supposed to beat one gym, because there's three teams. There's yellow, blue, and red. So let's say that there's a yellow gym, and there's three people at that gym. If you beat them all, then you take over that gym. I mean, I guess that's how it works. I don't know.
So, wait, you fight the other players in the game? I thought you were only capturing the Pokemon.
No, you can fight other players. I mean, they're, like I said, I don't know too much about the gyms. I haven't really tried them. I'm just out catching Pokemon and stuff. So
the only place that you can fight another player is at a gym. You can't fight them when they're in the
streets. He said he doesn't know because he's not been to the gym.
Okay, all right. But you can't, to your knowledge, you can't fight them anywhere else in the game.
No, not yet. But I guess in the update, they're going to, I guess in the new update that's coming, you're going to be able to trade your Pokemon and, I guess, battle with other people. I'm not for sure. I mean, that could just be a rumor. That's how that stuff works. But
interesting. Is there a chat in the game where you can talk with the other players? They used to have that in the Ingress game.
No,
Dennis, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the inside scoop from a player. Your thoughts are appreciated. Thanks, Dennis. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Pokemon Go, humongous, tremendous success commercially so far, with it being the number one most downloaded game. Is that of all time? That's the detail I'm not real sure on. And is it only on the Android platform, the iPhone platform, or all games ever?
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. It's bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.